Good. Okay, so the Mishnah on Yud Aleph tells us what?
A man should be going into a city of
Ir sheyesh ba'avod kochavim chutzala muter, aya chutzala avod kochavim tochala muter. So the first half is just continuing the discussion that we've been talking about holidays. Right? What does it say? Yes, the Mishnah says, but what? If the holiday is celebrated in the city, so in suburbia, then you can do business there because they don't celebrate the holidays, and vice versa. Meaning, you need to know the reality.
I mean, they don't celebrate in suburbia?
Not necessarily, right? They could be one religion in the city, another religion in the suburbs, or vice versa. So, right, that's what the Gemara clarifies. Okay, I didn't get into the Gemara, right? I told you to skip this Gemara, but Big Gadol, that's what the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara says that, you know, the Big Gadol, fine, like, you know, it's not necessarily true. Look. In New York City, mamish, they worship the Avodah Zarah of hedonism. I don't know. Not here, right?
You're the one more New York than I am.
Hedonism means pleasure. Means unadulterated pleasure, right? And Staten Island, which is technically one of the five boroughs, which is where I grew up, it's a heavily Christian place. Okay, fine. You know, I don't know. None of but so it says, right? Okay, that makes sense. So then it says, fine. Are you allowed to even go to this city of Avodah Zarah? The Mishnah says, "Bismancha derech miuchedes lo so makom aser." If that path goes only to that city, it's prohibited. V'miyachol lahalich ba makom acher muter. But if the path leads somewhere else as well, so then you can take the path because people looking will say maybe he's going to a different city. Okay. So the Gemara tells us what? What does the Gemara say? There's a... Tell me what the Gemara says.
Oh. Like outside or inside?
Masha Balacha. You want to read through it? You can read through it.
Well...
But you don't want to read through it because you read through it yourselves. So good. So tell me outside.
They gave certain cases.
Good. What are the cases?
The thorn in the foot.
Wait, what does it say? Love, so step by step.
If it starts with there's a solid path through the town, you shouldn't go in.
So it brings two deos, right? Right? A city that has idolatry, you can't go into it, nor can you go from it to another city. That's Remeir's position. The Chacham say, you only can't take the path if it only goes to that place, but if not, you can take the path. Right?
Now you find yourself on this path that's towards the Is that what's going on with the Gemara?
Yeah, so then you can take that path. So Chum say you can take that path.
So
okay,
now,
fine.
With a case where you're...
So now this launches the Gemara into a series of cases, right, where it looks like you're violating Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's prohibited. What are the cases?
You have a thorn in your foot.
Right.
So
So first thing is you have a thorn in your foot, and you're next to a statue of Zeus. You can't bend down in front of it and say, "Oh, I'm not bending to Zeus." Okay, the thorn out. Why? Because it looks like a Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara gives another case. Nisbazur lo ma'osav.
Idol fountain.
Nisbazur lo ma'osav.
Money fell.
Right, money fell.
Right, you can't collect it. And then the Gemara gives a third case, which is
the idol.
Yeah, the fountain idol, or the water fountain idol.
Yes.
Yes, right. Where you look like you're kissing Athena.
Like you can't go to a water. You can't.
The water fountain is mamish an idol. Like the water comes out. You know, like you go to those like parks for kids, and they have like they have like a fish or a frog shooting water.
Yeah.
So imagine that, but it's the frog god.
Yeah.
Right, and you need to kiss the frog to get water into your mouth. Right, that's how you get it.
All the water will dispense once you kiss the frog or something.
It's a water fountain.
Technical. It's a water fountain. You click the button with your mouth on it, and then it looks like you keep making out the whatever.
With the frog god. Okay? You know, or whatever. The John Hopkins turtle. I don't know.
Not a current water fountain. What were they using back then in this cave?
A water fountain. That's what it is.
Okay.
You think they didn't have water fountains?
The electric thing you compress to get water.
It wasn't electric. It was manual. I don't know.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, one way or the other, the point is water is coming out of the idol. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Fine. And then the Gemara says, okay, why do I need all the three cases? Right? He does a classic move. Is it trichusa? Right? Why do I need the cases? So Gemara says, why do I need it? If I only had the case of the thorn, I would say, why is that usur?
That's usur.
Why is that usur and such that I wouldn't know that the other ones are usur?
Right? Because if you had the case.
Trichusa. Why, if I had that case, right? Okay, you're right.
Say you should just
right, meaning one case, right? Because you could go somewhere else.
Ah, but then they have the
right. Meaning
case
you would
money.
Say the money, it's there, right? If I say you can't bend down, then you won't be able to get your money.
And the water is there; you can't go somewhere.
Right, as opposed to the thorn, it's in your foot. Right, you're trying to get it out, so you know, hobble over five steps, right, and don't bow to Zeus while you're taking the thorn out, right? So then Laura says, okay, fine.
Shagun El Moz, okay, right. Then they say, and if they only wrote the money case, then you would be, then you'd say, well, now I'm in pain. Then by the thorn case, you'd be like, well, I'm in pain, so I should be allowed to.
Right, so that's the flip, right? You might have thought that, look, if you only had the money case, there's money, so give up your money. But the thorn is pain. Fine. Then the Gemara said, if I only had those two cases, I wouldn't know about the case of the water fountain, because maybe I'm in sakana, maybe I'm dying.
Right.
Fine. And then the Gemara says, but it's mutter if it's eino nire. Right? It's eino nire kiminashrei kovas kovas. It doesn't look like you're... So the Gemara says, what does it mean, eino nire? What does it mean it doesn't look like you're worshipping an idol? So the Gemara says, maybe it means that it's behind closed doors. What's the problem?
The Chacham said that even if they make something usher because of Mar sign, even the Chadri Chadarim.
Good, right? That Mar Zayin we pass in the usher, even Mechadri Chadarim. Right? It's even in your innermost rooms, you can't do something which is Mar Zayin. Therefore,
it can't be because of Mar Zayin.
Right? People, by the way, don't realize
this. Out of your foot.
Right? People don't realize this. People think that, oh, it's only about Mar Zayin. It doesn't matter. People don't see me. No.
It's not about Mar Zayin.
Correct.
I was talking to my mom. She said, she asked me, are you allowed to put the food back in the oven? Because the oven's on set Shabbat. You can't put it back in the oven because it looks like you're cooking in our sign.
Well, that might be other problems. Yechaliot depends. A whole bunch of things going on.
Right. There's absolvents for the other.
There's Nirakim Evashel, but there's other things. There's Nirakim Evashel, there's Bishul Darabana, and there's a whole bunch of things going on. But the point is, even Mechadre Chadarim, it doesn't matter if no one sees you, it's all, sir. So then what does the Gemara say? So what does it mean, Eino Nira? Means Eino Nira. It doesn't look like you're worshipping an idol.
Right.
Right? For whatever reason. Meaning it's not coming out of its mouth. Right? It's, I don't know. Right? The water's coming out and going to a bucket. And then you're drinking from the bucket. I don't know. Right?
Just
come over the case.
Or when you're bending down to get the thorn out of your foot.
You sit down.
Instead
right?
Of like
you sit
bending
down and face the other way. Right? You instead of, you know, bending down to get your money, you sit down facing with your back to the idol and collect the money. Right? Or you kick it with your foot. Right. I don't know. Come up with a case. Right? Okay, fine. So the first thing, as I said, what I want to carefully prove here, and I know you looked at some of the sources, but I want to just walk you through it, okay, is if I ask you in general, the issur of Maris Ayin, right, without getting to the whole sugya of Maris Ayin, right, why, what is the nature of the issur of Maris Ayin? What do you think? If I didn't see this Gemara, before you saw this Gemara, right, and what do you think is the connection between the issur of Maris Ayin and the issur of which you're being accused?
Or it looks like you're doing...
That's the definition of Maris Ayin. But what is the formal connection? Or I'll put it differently. And let's say you are having a soy cheeseburger.
The problem is people are going to think that it's okay.
Good. So when you violate that, you have a soy cheeseburger, right? Naniach, this is before everyone knew, right? Meaning what all the postcum say is nowadays everybody knows. Right? Everybody knows that when they see you eating a cheeseburger, everyone knows that it's a soy burger or it's soy cheese, right? The Gonzalem knows.
Right.
Right? But whatever, this is 50 years ago. Right? You're having a soy cheeseburger. You're having, or you're eating meat and you're having a coffee with non-dairy creamer. Before everybody knew what it was.
Right.
What isser do you think you violated? These are Maris Ayin.
Right.
You remember when did we ask this question? Right. This the type of question I'm asking you now should be familiar.
Question by Lifnei Iver.
Good. Right. By Lifnei Iver, we had the same question.
When you're doing
right. When I cause.
Are you over the isser of what right? You got someone else to do, or are you over the isser?
Correct. In isser, what we said, an isser klali or an isser prati. Meaning is we asked this by Lifnei Iver. Right. When I encourage Nachum to violate an Isser, right? What am I doing? Am I violating the Isser Lifnei Iver?
Or
if I manage to convince him, Chas v'Shalom to eat treif, so I somehow partook of the Isser treif. Right? So, Misvara, which would you have said? Maris Ayin, and all the related Isurim of Maris Ayin, which is it?
Scott or someone.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, right? That's what I would have said.
But
right, that Pashtos is Maris Ayin means if I... Now, again, there are different types of Maris Ayin, and it's not exactly clear what the problem with Maris Ayin is, right? It is the problem with Maris Ayin and Chshad, which Ramosha says are different things. Is it that you're going to think that I'm sinning? Or is it that by you thinking I'm sinning,
now you're going to
go sin, right? Because you're going to either think it's mutter, or you're going to think that everyone does what's usher anyways, or whatever formulation you want to come up with. Right? There's all different types, right? I would have said that Maris Ayin is an Isser Kali, right? The standalone prohibition, right? But at least in the context of Avodah Zarah. Now, I don't know if you can prove from this to beyond Avodah Zarah, right? But at least I once discussed this with Aaron Siegel a long, long time ago.
Have to use a case
Yeah, look, I mean, I remember years ago when I was in Shana Aleph or Bet, right? Aaron Siegel used to give us Chabura on Thursday night. That was before he was rabbi and before he was doctor. But now he's rabbi doctor.
Well, you call him Aaron Siegel.
Then he was Aaron Siegel, now he's rabbi doctor Aaron Siegel.
You rabbi doctor?
He is rabbi doctor. I mean, I still call him Aaron, but
rabbi
when I see him.
Sir Lord Jonathan Sachs. I just didn't know where the doctor was placed in it.
Well, he's not a lord. I mean, Jonathan Sachs is a lord. Aaron Siegel is not a lord. He's a rabbi doctor who lives in Modi'in. I mean, he's a very, very, very smart person. So we were very lucky to have Chabura from him when we were little 18-year-olds. Anyways, so I remember this Gemara bothered him because he said this Gemara made him think that maybe Maris Ayin in general is an Isur Prati. Now, I'm not sure that's true.
What? Isur Prati?
Meaning that it means when you violate Maris Ayin, you're violating the Isur. And at some level, you're partaking of the Isur that you are being suspect of. Now, I'm not sure it's true of all Isurim.
No, but it seems more...
But it's almost inescapable that it's true by Avodah Zarah. Who says that? I mean, who says that at least in Avodah Zarah it's inescapable? Who said that? Beferish.
The Ritva.
The Ritva, right? The Ritva says what's clear from the Gemara, because what does the Gemara say? Why might you have thought... And you would be wrong. Why would you have thought that the water fountain case is mutter, Nachum? Why would you have thought that the water fountain case is mutter? And you'd be wrong.
Because it's...
If you won't drink, you'll die.
Right.
You're still not allowed to drink.
Right, now the only way of explaining that is, how could it be that even if you're going to die, you're not allowed to do it?
It must be. Ayin by Avodah Zarah is taking on
the status of Avodah Zarah, because we know that one of the three things which are Yaharik Vel Yavor, by the way, parentheses here, please never ever let me hear you say anything but Yehareg the Al Yavor. Ever. Right?
It's just the correct tense of the word.
No, it's more than that. It's worse than that. Because a lot of people say Yarog Vel Yavor, which is stupid. Because you know what that means? You should kill rather than violate. No, it's Yehareg, you shall be killed rather than violate.
I just say aim all the time.
What?
In middle school, you were taught aim. Adultery?
No, but the phrase is Yehareg Vel Yavor.
Right, the rule to aim is that you would die, but you will...
Yes,
I think you totally dismiss what he's trying to tell you to never do.
To say the sentence, yeah.
It's never to say Yaharog V'al Yavor, it's Yehareg. Thou shalt be killed. Right, passive, meaning let yourself be killed rather than violate. Yeah. Now, one of them is, as you note correctly, is idolatry.
Oh.
Right? Another one is Shvichas Damim, another is Gilui Arayos, in Ochanami. Right? And the Gemara therefore said... So the Ritva notes that if you're going to tell me that Maris Ayin, because I'm not worshipping the idol, I'm drinking water.
From
the frog god.
Yes.
Right? It's not my fault. Is that not my fault they worship this water fountain?
Like you're praising the frog.
It looks like you're kissing the frog god. And therefore it's Yaharig Vel Yavor. So he says, it must be that it's Abu Zrayu. And if you remember, we saw this notion, right? Then it's Abu Zrayu and all its subsidiaries. And all its derivatives, all its toladot. right? All its secondary Isurim. Right? So Rava says it's almost ineluctable. What is ineluctable? Inescapable. Right? Inescapable. Right? It's an almost inescapable conclusion. What?
I've used that word.
Ineluctable. It's a fun word. Yes. Conclusion that this is, that at least in the case of Odezara, Maris Ayin is, right, is Ki'ilu of Odezara. Now,
Maris Ayin of Odezara,
correct. Now, I gave you a proof that this must be true from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, what's the proof? Let's see if we can articulate it, Shimon. Right, the Gemara says what?
Sanhedrin says that. So Rashi explains Avanira is that your fear or love for another person, and it's not that you have any sort of
good
consideration in your heart. Actually,
good. So Rava at least says what? That it's not called a capital punishment of Odezara if you worship of Odezara me'avo me'ira.
Right.
Which Rashi understands as Yiras Adam.
Right.
Right? Now, tell me, the paradigmatic case of Yehara Gvel Yavor is what?
Exactly that.
Yeah, it's Meira.
Right.
Right. What exactly do you think it is? Someone holds a gun to your head and says, worship, Zeus, Jupiter, Ares, whatever. Right? Or I'll shoot you. And you do it. Right? So according to Rava, is that Abu Dazara?
Yes.
No!
Rava or the...
Rava.
Yeah, Rava.
According to Rava, is that Abu Dazara?
No.
No. Thank you. Those were the only two possibilities. Why is it not?
Because your heart's not in the right place.
Yeah, because your heart... No, your heart is not in the wrong place.
Your heart's not...
Your heart is not in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right, your heart is in the right place.
See, there wasn't...
Right? I understand what you meant. But, right, but the point is, right, he says, your heart is in the...
Right place.
Right place. And yet... Right, this is what's amazing. Is Rava tells you that's not called Avodah Zarah,
right,
and yet Rava is Modeh on Daf Ayin Dalid. Everyone is Modeh that what? That is Yehara Gvel Yavor, you have to give up your life. But wait a second. If it's not Avodah Zarah and it's Yehara Gvel Yavor, what does that tell you?
That doesn't matter what your intention was.
That what?
The act itself is not allowed.
That even though it's not Avodah Zarah, B'maisa, it's not really Avodah Zarah. It's Yehara Gvel Yavor anyways, but what is it essentially?
Maris Ayin.
Now, why is that true? Give me a svara. Why is that true?
Because the tree that they bring up after.
Give me a svara. What's the logic for this?
Say it again.
What's the logic? Why would you say that Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, almost definitionally, is Yehara Gvel Yavor?
It's the same way by Maris Ayin. The same way when you're bending down to pick something out of your foot, you actually having your heart to be over to Avodah Zarah over here when you're being.
Good, but why? Why is it? Why would you say that Avodah Zarah is unique that way?
People could see that. Oh wow, he did this thing and, because of Christianity. So then I.
Yeah, meaning think about it, right? There's a big machlok to be shown by Yehara Gvel Yavor. I mean, why is it Yehara Gvel Yavor? Is it because of the sin itself, or is it because of the Kiddush Hashem Shabbo? Right? Or the Chilul Hashem Shabbo? Right? Meaning, when you think about it, the way people, even just people talk about it, when someone martyrs themselves.
Martyr?
Martyr, yes. They die Al Kiddush Hashem.
Oh.
Right? Or Al Kiddush whoever. Right?
Some, they blow themselves up. They kill them.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
They don't when suicide. Right? They don't hear them as suicide
right?
Martyrs.
When they, and you know that's how they refer to themselves as martyrs. Right? So, what are, right? When someone martyrs themselves, what is the, right? What is it supposed to be? Right? What is it, what is, why do we talk about them as martyrs? What is the implication?
Is that they gave their life up.
They gave their life for the fundamentals of the faith, meaning it's all about what? I mean, there's a certain logic here. It's about perception.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning it's about making a statement. Like, think about it. The whole idea of dying al Kiddush Hashem is about
making a statement.
Yeah, it's about making it. Well, it's not the act of dying. It's about making a statement, right? Meaning it's a perception thing. There is sort of a logic to this notion. But think about it, right? If you, fine, in your heart of hearts, you're not really worshiping the idol, right? But that's not the point, right? Even looking like you're worshiping an idol is
What about what happens if you're physically forced? Like they knock your legs down.
So that's different. What are you supposed to do, right? You're physically forced.
Are you supposed to kill yourself at that point?
No, you don't actively kill yourself, right? Because then you become an object rather than a subject. Right? Tosus has this question, right? Tosus asks the question, right? What happens if someone comes to you and says, I'll kill you if you don't let me pick you up and use you as to kill a baby? right? Meaning I'll use you not as a subject. Right? I'm not asking you to murder. I'm asking you to let me, Yosef. I'm asking you to let me, right, to be the weapon. So then Tosfos says, it's not Yarag Val Yavor.
You don't
right?
have to kill yourself?
No, because you never have to kill yourself. You don't have to actively kill yourself. And he's saying, they're asking you to be an object, not a subject. Right? And being an object is not called participating in the sin. Right? Being the one to kill...
What?
You let... According to Tosfos, you let yourself be used as the murder weapon. Right? You can't murder, but you can be the murder weapon. Right? The Rambam may disagree with this statement, with his Reb Chaim notes, but that's what Tosfos argues. Okay.
I think it's a better reason to die than
Lavdavka, because you're an object, right? It may not, right? Again, this is a very complicated, so again, I'm not going to get into the details of it now. Okay. But now, this question of whether Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is in fact Avodah Zarah in Yarag Val Yavor becomes the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba. Right? And to the extent to which we actually believe this. So good, Shimon. What does the Rosh say? By the way, who's the Rosh? Let's make sure we know who these people are. Yosef, who is the Rosh?
Rosh is Rav Shimon.
No. You should know that his name starts with an Aleph.
Rosh Aaron.
His name is Ravenu Asher. Right? Where is he from? Is he from Ashkenaz or Sfarad?
Ashkenaz.
Sfarad.
Both. He moves from Germany to Spain, right? He is a...
That still makes him Ashkenaz.
Well, no. He has different stages in his life, right? He starts off as a classic Bala Tosfot. He's a Talmud of the... Maharam Rutenberg, mayor of Rothenburg, right? In Germany, and then he moves to Spain... He actually writes Svarim in both places, and there's a recent PhD that points out, I think it's a PhD, it might have been a master's thesis, that points out that the longer he was in Spain, the more Sephardi he becomes in style, right?
Makes sense.
What?
Makes sense.
No, it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense, right? Okay. So, the Rosh, right, has a son named...
Tur.
So that was not what his parents called him. Tur. Little Tur, no. His name was Yaakov. Yaakov Baal Haturim, who wrote the Sefer Hatur, right? Yaakov Ben Asher. So, yes.
How did they get Tur?
Tur is a section, right? He wrote the Tur, and then they called him Rabbi Yaakov Baal Haturim. Right? The author of the Tur. Amazing.
I didn't know.
I gotta write a book.
What?
I gotta write a book so I don't have to, like, and no longer have my last name.
Yes, it's like you don't want to have friends or names.
Yes.
You're just like,
I want to be Shimon Bala.
You just want to be
Bala Book.
Yeah, no one will ever know who you are. They'll know what you wrote, right? It's like, see, you joke, but this is what we do to all people who wrote books, right? The No Debi Yehuda.
You don't know.
No one called him the No Debi Yehuda, right? Like. He wrote a book called
J.K. Rowling is not called the Lady of Harry Potter. So
yeah, but we do this to Jews all the time. The Chofetz Chaim.
It's because he wrote a book called Chofetz Chaim.
He also wrote a lot of other books, and he also had a name.
Right.
Right. Yes, you're right. It would be quite weird if we called J.K. Rowling Harry Potter. Right.
No, that's Harry Potter. Woman.
No, just Harry Potter.
That's
right. Chofetz Chaim. Harry. You know.
Right.
That would be hilarious. You know. Everyone calls her the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, anyways, so what does the Rosh say? The Rosh and the Rashba had the following machloket. So he says, okay, the Rosh was asked the question. What was the Rosh's question? We've done this enough times, so tell me outside.
In a case where you're being chased, in like a where the city is knowing to allow people to call sanctuary or yell sanctuary.
Right, his life is in danger, and the only way to save his life is to declare sanctuary in the church.
Right, yes,
so the Rosh says, Asur Mutter.
Mutter,
good. Why? Right, here's the question. The Rosh has a problem.
The second case, then,
different.
What?
Well, don't you have to read the second case?
Right, so the Rosh says, I don't understand. But right, the Rosh says, okay, it's mutter. But how could it be?
It's not the same as the Asherah tree. It's like people.
So he says, okay, it's not the same as Asherah.
Because people know that you're not going in there.
Because, but now he clarifies. He says, why not? Right? Why does the Gemara say that the classic case of Yarag Val Yavor for Avodah Zarah is that the only way to be cured is to eat a piece of the Asherah tree?
Because in that case, people are going to watch you eat this Asherah tree piece, and they'll be like, oh, wow, what is that?
But in the
By the way, So the Rosh is very careful. Remember what I said in Nisvara? What is the Rosh's argument? What is it about eating the Asherah tree that makes it Yarg Val Yafor?
Because they know it's a Avodah Zarah.
People's perception of it.
Perception, again, right? I mean, that's where he's going. He's saying, why is the Maris Ayin so important to Avodah Zarah? Because our ultimate concern is that your actions will put a stamp of approval on Avodah Zarah.
Earlier in the year?
Nope. We covered
Lifnei Yivir.
They're not the same. So he says that's not the same, because he says going eating in a piece of an Asherah and it curing you, what are people going to say?
Wow.
It's the Avodah Zarah. They're going to ascribe power to the Avodah Zarah. But going into the church,
it's just a house with some idols in it.
Right? Good. Now, so now tell me though, how is that different from our case? What's the problem? Right? What's the problem for the... One second. What's the problem for the Rush? Right? The Rush has explained that Gemara, but how's he going to explain our Gemara?
There's only one place.
Right, why can't you drink water out of the...
Holy
frog.
Because again, he's not saying he disagrees with the idea of Maris Ayin being attached to the Avodah Zarah. He's saying... that he was just saying that there's a case that's not even Maris Ayin. But he said the issue of Maris Ayin still exists by Avodah Zarah, and you should still be killed.
Good, right? I mean, the Rush is very specific in the type, right? He's saying, you would think, he said, maybe you would have thought that the reason you aren't allowed to eat Avodah Zarah to cure yourself is because you're benefiting. He said, that's not the issue, right? You understand how radical the Rush is? He's saying, benefiting from Avodah Zarah is less idolatrous
than
Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah.
That's kind of crazy.
Right? But why? What's the logic? Because he says, why is Avodah Zarah so machmir? Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah so machmir?
Because people are going to see, and you're making it look like that.
Exactly, right, that's the problem. I mean, the whole problem of Avodah Zarah is about making a statement.
You're ascribing power.
Right? Meaning the reason you're Yarg Val Yavor is because we want you to make a statement, or, right, that you believe in God and not in Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Now, once he says Lishitaso, that this whole Isser is about Maris Ayin, so what's going to be Yotze Likula?
Sorry, one more time.
What kula will logically emerge from the Rush?
Oh, that if there's a way to go about one of these situations without it being Maris Ayin, then you're fine.
Correct. And that's how he says the church says everyone understands you're just declaring sanctuary.
And it's totally fine.
Right? And he says, too, what's the other issue? Right? That, and this is what the Tur quotes from his father. Right? That what? Based on the Yerushalmi, Yosef. Right? That what does he say? Right? Going into the city of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, is Aser.
Right.
But the Rosh says that's only if what?
If
there's Maris Ayin. But how is there going to be Maris Ayin if?
There's no Jews.
Yeah, or why? Why is that important?
Because they think you're just going to.
Right, meaning it's only a problem in a case when you're going to the city.
Right.
Makes people think you're going to worship Avodah Zarah.
Ah, where is it?
But if you can solve the problem,
issue, you're fine.
Good. Who disagrees with this analysis of the Rosh?
The Rashba.
Right, the Rashba. And the Chur accepts the position of the Rashba against his father. Right? And what does he say?
The Rosh Hashanah, Hach Taima de Chajda, Afili Yisrael Hagabir Shieshba Aliel, Aser Leilech Larachov Shalil Shah. And we have this reason of a Chashad that even a Jew who's living in this city of Avodah Zarah, where there's, I guess, like Shieshba Aliel, there's like the God thing.
Yeah.
Usher, it's even usher to go on the street that the was on. You made usher rechov patuach l'shvakim acherim, even if there's no other street to go on, right?
Right. Hey, I have a question. Unless there's other places to go with, right? Why?
Wait, what does that mean?
Unless im ein usher rechov patuach l'shvakim acherim, dinirak aholei sham kedei le'ovda. Because it looks like you're going to worship it. For sure you can't go into the courtyard of an idol. Even to talk to somebody there. Even if the community needs you to, even to save a life, doesn't matter. What does he say? Right, he disagrees with the Rosh. Because what does the Rosh say? Right, well, let's be careful. Right, the Rosh was more machmir. Now, fundamentally, he agrees with the Rosh. But how does he disagree? Then I'll take your question, Max. What's different? Tell me. Right, where? What is the point At which the Rashba argues. Why does the Rashba argue?
It doesn't matter what the Mara Sinai is an issue, but as well as the Mara Sinai being an issue, you're still not even allowed to be near it.
Why?
Can I ask my question now?
No. I said after this point. Max, what? So tell me the answer.
What's the question again?
What is the Rashba arguing about with the Rush? I will not repeat their positions. Right, I mean, it's not totally clear, right? It doesn't say.
You're not even allowed to be there anyway.
Right, so
he seems like it's more an Iker and like the voters are in general.
So, well, let's be careful, right? What does the Rush say? The Rush says, as long as there is any way of explaining your actions that it doesn't look like a avodah zarah, then it's mutter. What does the Rashba say?
Even if there is a way to explain your actions.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Rashba is saying, no, it's not that as long as I can explain it away, it becomes mutter. It's the flip side. As long as anyone might plausibly think
that you're doing avodah zarah, then it's not allowed.
Right, and therefore, he thinks, right now, if you take that formulation, right, obviously, going into a church to declare sanctuary is going to be much more problematic, because he's saying, in a Hanami, people will explain, yes, I can explain it away, but what else might happen?
People can also be like,
people might think, oh, he went into church. I mean, the Rosh is saying, as long as I can explain it away.
So the Rashba is not saying it's about ascribing power, as much as he's saying it's...
It's that I can create any situation in which there's a hava mina of a hava mina.
Doing about
a
czar of any sort.
Correct. Right? I mean, the Rosh says it's only when it's inescapable that that's what people will conclude. Right? The Rashba says, no, it's the other way around. Right? I need to prove, and in a positive sense,
right, that
that's not what I'm doing. Right? Yes, Max.
What happens? So can we connect it back to what we did earlier? Let's say you go into what?
You're saying with Naiver?
No, I'm saying talking about going to a mosque, right? We ascribe that certain going to certain religious institutions.
So I told you that the end goal here is going to be going into a church in a Hanami, right? That
so what the Miri, it would be okay, regardless.
We didn't do the Miri.
I said going back. The Miri said it's fine going to a church, right?
Maybe. Right, meaning Yesh Ladun, yes. I said at the time that if you think Christianity is not avodah zarah, right, then obviously this whole discussion becomes much easier.
Fine.
Correct.
That's all I was asking.
For sure. Right, now I noted that parenthetically, clearly the Rosh had no havamina that what? The Christianity isn't avodah zarah. He's clearly talking about Christianity,
right?
Meaning he moved from Christian Germany to Christian Spain, right? That's what he's talking about. Right, that's where there are sanctuaries. Right? And he tells you it's Yarag Val Yavor. Okay. Now, but both the Rosh and the Rashba, now even though they take different degrees here, right? I mean, the Rosh says all I need is a tliya, meaning, right, or to put it right more sharply, the Rosh says, right, what's usher? Doing something that can't be explained in any other way than I'm involved in idolatry. The Rashba says the other way around, right? I need to proactively distinguish myself, make it clear I'm not involved in avodah zarah, and therefore, right, sanctuary would be prohibited. Because, yes, it could be I'm going into sanctuary, right, but...
Most likely you're not.
No, I mean, it could be, but think about it, right? Once people go into sanctuary, oh, the priests are so nice, right? You know, Lady Lanze Yilei. What? Yeah, crackers and wine, exactly. Matzah and Meneshevitz! Kiddush in a Hanami, yeah.
The Kiddush club.
Where's the salty? Where's the
they will use matzah. Okay, so lehalacha. So how do we paskin?
Chilling.
Right. Right. So I noted that the Taz.
Trying to type bunny.
So, it's the Taz notes this machlok. It's number 6. Sorry, look at Shulchan Aruch first. Number 5. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishin is chayev misa muter lebroch beizgul hom lahatzel zasmo." Right, the first day is that you're allowed to. So, the first day in Shulchan Aruch is like the rush. Yes, but then the Rama quotes VH Omrim the Bishaz Hashmad Aser. that at least in case of Shas HaShmad, right, Shas HaShmad is when Judaism is under attack, right, and then we raise the bar, and every Isser becomes Yarg Vel Yavor, right? So then it is Usser. Now the Taz says, "See him Arasham, below Damil Misrape Maatze Hashira, Dasim Yishashim Yim Shoch, Kevan Shafuat Tluya Baatze Hashira." Now, see, it's interesting because, well, actually, you know what? It could be that the way we understood the Rosh is wrong, right? It could be that according to the Rosh, right? It could be according to the Rosh, it's not really about Marasayin. What's it about? Right, go back. What's another way of reading the Rosh?
No, no, didn't we say the scribing power?
Why? Va'asi lemimshach basra. Right, I mean, according to the Rosh, it might be that it's not, maybe this is wrong, right? It could just be that the Rosh and the Rajba are arguing on degrees. Or it could be that, no, the Rajba says Marasayin is... Now, my tendency is to think the Rosh definitely, part of it is is Marasayin, hence his het there to go to a place where there are also Jews, right? But part of his cheshbon might be more than that. Why is it usher to be involved in having Yatzah Sheira, right? What's the Svara? Right, because it's not just Marasayin, what is it for him? There's a real danger of Asim Mimshach Basra, right? Meaning I'm actually partaking in something which might convince me of the power of the Avodah Zarah. Meaning it's a sort of a gzera, it's a part of, you know, it's sort of participating. Right, so the Taz notes this. Right, so the Taz notes this, and he says, the Rosh says the difference is the Asay Hashira. We're worried that you might, right, follow the idol, Kevin Darfut, Tluya Batsa Hashira. The Gamba Hashira, Imamar Mealin Stam, Evi Lo Mashir, the Mutter, right? And then we skip this part of the Rush. But the what was the Rush's Raya? What is the Rush's Raya that the problem is the Maris Ayin / worry that you're going to get caught up in Avodah Zarah and not the involvement itself? Right, what was his Raya? Do you remember? What was the Rush's Raya from the Yerushalmi? The Rosh says, if a guy tells you, bring me
a leaf.
So if he says, bring me an Avodah Zarah leaf, so then it's usher. But let's say he says, bring me a mint leaf, because it'll make me feel better.
Go ahead and bring him a mint leaf.
So you bring him a mint leaf, and what happens if that mint leaf happens to be from an Avodah Zarah? It's mutter, according to Yerushalmi. Why? Because it's not about participating. If the non-Jew just said, bring me mint, so it's clear that what does he think is healing him? The mint, right. Not the fact that it's an Asherah, because he wouldn't care whether it was an Asherah or not. Right, so the Taz says, right, so the Taz quotes this, right, and he says, that's the Rush. Okay. But he notes that, how could it be, here's the problem though. Right, he notes that on the one hand, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh that you're allowed to run into the church. But he paskins that what happens if you're dying and the only way to save yourself is to drink from the frog water fountain. So you have to die. So how are Miyashiv the two? Right, meaning, right, how can you accept both? Right, what's the difference between the cases such that you could... Because remember, the Rush also agrees. What's the difference, Max?
That you're taking... It's the same thing that you would take from a tree, right? It's more of a... It's like what Shimon said. It just happens to be a building with idols in it. The building, there's a holy...
So that's what the Rush seems to say, right? So that's what the Rush seems to say, right? Good. So the Rush himself seems to say there's a difference between that which houses the Avodah Zarah, right, where the only potential problem is like a Marzayin, and the Heft of Avodah Zarah itself. Right, the Taz suggests a different one. He says, "If Simon Kofim does maybe at tour, Glo Yishtem and Amaya and Amosheich Lefnei Aliyah, Filum Yomasim Lo Yishte, Nearly Latars to Shani Asim Shaholech Sham Lasus Maisa Sheyelo to Elit, Dahainu Kagon Ladaber Sham Masar Chayotze Bo, While Ze Asu Sham Mash Inken Kan Sheyye Sham Sheve Al Taz, Einzela Har Chokas Han Nezek Umuter Be Pikuach Nefesh." He says there might be a difference between what? Wait, what does he say? So there might be a difference between passivity and active. Right? Meaning he says, right, it could be that there where I'm going to get help from something in the idolatrous praise, right, that might be worse. Right? But the sanctuary, right? I'm not getting help from the Avodah Zarah itself, right? Meaning, but he said there's a difference between, right, drinking from the Avodah Zarah, where I'm getting help from the Avodah Zarah, and using the church as a sanctuary, where
it's just,
right, it's not helping. Meaning, I'm running away from damage. I'm not getting benefit from the Avodah Zarah himself, right? I'm just running away from danger using a shield, right? Which is a slight difference, right? I'm not totally sure, right, how well it works.
Yeah.
But that's what he suggests.
Because let's say there's a holiness ascribed to the building itself. What do you do then?
Now the Divrei Yatziv notes. I'll just say this outside because we have to daven mincha that even the Rosh seems to only be matir this when. B'makom pikuach nefesh mamish. But other danger, presumably, he doesn't. I mean, all the Rosh is saying is it's not Yahar Gval Yavor. Right now, as we'll see, right, why is this whole discussion important lahalacha? Right, how often does it happen that this, right, that your life is in danger and you declare sanctuary? Not so often. But Tov Kedei Sugya, what are they all arguing? Right, what are they implicitly saying? The Isser going to the church is what? Besofo Shel Davar. Marasayin. Right? Marasayin. Okay, fine.